Imagine that you are working and when you go home after work, it begins to rain. When you arrive home, as you stand in front of the main door, you notice there is water leaking under the door. You worry, you open the door, and you realize that there is a leak in the living room, a leak of great proportion. So the living room is all wet and you have to clean. You place a bucket so the water can fall in it. You look for the mop and you begin to dry and dry and dry. It takes you from a half hour to an hour to dry everything. After a day of work, you are tired. There is no more water leaking, so you figure it stopped raining. The floor is dry. You go to sleep. You rest. Next day, it rains again, and you get home. You find the floor wet, so you decide not to get only one mop, but two more. You start drying with one, and then you use the other two. Finally, you finish drying. You go to bed again. 2 days later, the same thing happens. You see a commercial on TV advertising a new mop 2000, the latest model that helps you dry quicker and instantly. You get the mop, you invest money, you buy it, and it works effectively. But let me ask you something. What will happen tomorrow if it rains again? You will find the living room wet. Wouldn't you? And that mop, as good as it can be, it will only serve you to solve the problem at that moment. When it stops raining, everything will seem normal. But what will happen when it rains again? Why did I tell you all this? I wanted to show you this short illustration to somewhat compare what we very often go through, whether it happens with our family or in our marriage or with our children or with our friends, or it could happen at work or in our own business. It could be happening in any area of our life. We could be investing time, we could be investing on things that all they do is solve the problem of the moment. But what happens tomorrow? Tomorrow you will have the same problem and you will invest more and more and more. I am going to tell it to you this way. For more mops that you buy, for more latest model mops that you acquire, the problem will not be resolved completely unless you go up to the roof and realize that what you have to look for is not investing on buying more rags or mops to dry the mess that the leak makes. The only way you will have peace and stop investing time, investing money on other strategies and ways to stop your living room from getting wet when it rains is going up to the roof and restoring the leak. Finding where the problem is. Now I hope I am making myself understood. Many times we go through life ignoring things, and boy do we ignore them, because we consider them small or because we consider them not to make sense, and we reason that the following day everything will be the same. But what happens if it is not so? Often what we do is clean the house, lift up the rug, and sweep all the dirt we collected from cleaning the house under the rug. Everything is going to look beautiful. But what happens if someone shakes the rug? Everything we stored or piled there is going to spread around again. Today, I want to come to you with advice for your life and take you to the exact point where you can understand that there are problems, habits, sins, situations that come up which you will only be able to resolve when you put an end to them and stop looking for other strategies simply to solve the problem of the moment. You have to go to the root. God Himself teaches us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18. Look at this marvelous verse, which I have kept in my heart, which teaches me a great deal about God's paternity and helps me understand that although I am a sinner, although I have flaws, there is a new opportunity every day. And He is there, attentive, to work in every area of my life that needs to be transformed by Him. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 says, "Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." Now imagine that you failed, that you committed a serious mistake, and you will have consequences. Your father knows. You think you are going to be reprimanded or be disciplined, and you are afraid to go home. Well, when you arrive, you find your father sitting in the living room with the table set, ready to eat. And he says to you, "Son, I know what you did, but I want to listen to you. Come and let us settle the matter," which is something that characterizes God. He does not go around the bush, neither does He ignore things, because, and this is what I have learned from God, the more we let time go, the bigger the problem gets. Many times, there are things that make us uncomfortable, so we ignore them. But in the end, the time we allow to go by not resolving or not confronting the issue, Satan can make good use of it, bringing incorrect thoughts into our mind. So we bring to our imagination whatever we know, and in the end, the problem that was small becomes much bigger because we were not quick to solve it. And boy, how many mistakes we make when we ignore things. However, God does not let them go and says, "Come, let us settle the matter. Tomorrow will be another day, and if we are not corrected today, perhaps tomorrow we will continue making the same mistakes and will ignore them over and over again." It is important that we stop looking for strategies, and this is going to sound harsh, that we stop looking for strategies to call sin or a bad habit something else and give it the right name. We give it a nickname that makes it look like it does not weigh. For example, there are people who deny having problems with alcohol, and they are alcoholics. So they simply say, "I like to drink socially," or when sharing in comfort, and they do not recognize that it is affecting their family, it is affecting their children, it is affecting their household. But we don't recognize it. We simply self-justify ourselves saying, "It's just a social moment," or "I only drink with relatives." Each time we drink and days go by, and each time there are more days of the week in which you are involved with alcoholism? Yes, because you are an alcoholic. What happens is that you have ignored it and have not been willing to accept it. This happens with adultery. This happens with fornication. This happens with lying. This happens with envy. This happens with resentment, with lack of forgiveness. This happens with so many things around us and inside of us, in our heart. And you can hire someone here, or pay sessions there, or go to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, take pills. But if you do not go to the root, you are going to spend time, resources, money. But to what extent? To the extent that your family gets tired and one day you open your eyes and end up with your hands on your head alone saying, "When did all this happen?" Or, "Why were they not more patient with me?" What more patience can you expect if you have been doing the same thing for years and you have not wanted to look for the root? Do you know where the root is? In your heart. I know there are things that are making you feel uncomfortable, but my advice today is to resolve them. And if you do not feel capable of doing it, pray to the Father. Pray to the Lord and let Him be the first one you confess this sin. You confess this sin to. Let Him be the first one you confess everything to. Open up, unburden yourself with God, and He will give you forgiveness, strength, and fortitude, so you will not do it again. But it is important to bring it to the light. It is important to bring it to the light, because if you do not go up to the roof and realize that the problem is not the leak that leaks in the living room and the thousand ways you can come up with to dry the floor, but the problem is that you have a hole in the roof. I hope I am making myself understood. It is something you have been ignoring, and you are getting tired. You are getting tired of life simply because you ignored what the root is. But everything is resolved from the root. Consequently, this word in Isaiah chapter 1 is great advice. If God does it with us, come, let us settle the matter. And when we sit at the table to eat and settle the matter, we end up being forgiven, justified, and cleansed by the Lord. Why don't you do it? There are people that many times want me to counsel them, or they talk to me about a family problem. Quite often the first thing I tell them is, you have to bring that out into the light. You need to confront. Some of them say to me, "Pastor, when you talk with my son, or when you talk with my husband, or when you talk with my wife, do it as if it was coming from you. Don't mention that I told you." Then I tell them. But that is not the way to do it. I can't go with a lie, telling them that God showed it to me. You have to confront them. Now, confrontation is not synonymous with looking to fight or looking to end something. Why does God confront? So we can realize what mistakes we are in. So we can realize our sin. And so we can realize that we really have His love and forgiveness. God's forgiveness is there. But if I do not recognize my sin, I do not have access to that forgiveness. I will think I deserve it. And nevertheless, I will continue thinking that I did not do anything wrong. If we do not confront and situations happen, life goes on, and in the end, we allow everything to be destroyed. Do not ignore it. If you have to talk with your children, it is necessary to confront them. If you have to talk with your husband or wife, do it with love. What is hidden needs to come out to the light. Otherwise, everything that is hidden, what is in the dark, will bring destruction. But when the Lord's light comes and brings the hidden to the light, it is for restoration, for life, and life in abundance. Yes, the Father does it because He loves us. He calls us to get down to business, not to accuse us, but to give us a new opportunity. Why don't you do it at home? Why don't you do it with yourself? Perhaps the problem is not others. It is you. It is important that if you do not see it, you ask God for help. So, through the Holy Spirit, He shows you what is correct. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for what you teach us today. Help us to understand this word and to keep it in our heart so we do not go round and round and round and we spend our time, Lord, wasting our time in situations, things, or investments which are not correct, simply to self-justify or calm what we consider must be attacked at the root. Today, I ask you that we can understand it, Father. Open our understanding. May our heart be open to receive your teaching, or may all be able to have the strength to recognize and renounce, to ask for forgiveness or to forgive, to confront and heal. This is what you want, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you thanks, Lord. Amen and amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He wants you to remember not to leave things for tomorrow. Start now. The Father's love is with you. He's backing you up. Pastor Hoyos sends you blessings.